It is time for us to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We are thrilled to have with us right now on KCII, Ella Greiner. She has just finished her sophomore year at Washington High School. She's part of the Demon softball team, which is having a very good summer. Just got their 20th win of the season on Monday night. And Ella had not just a very good week against a couple of opponents, which included six wins for the Demons over their last seven games. I don't know if you know this, Ella, by getting that hit in both games against Burlington on Monday night, you're on a 21-game hit streak. How does that sound to you?
That's pretty awesome. I mean, I don't really pay attention to my stats or anything, so that's pretty awesome.
You had a very nice freshman year, hit right around 287, I think, and showcased a little bit of power. This year, you're hitting 460. You've got six doubles, five home runs. Both of those are team highs. 31 runs batted in is a team high. Obviously, you've made a little bit of a leap. Where do you feel like is the area you've improved the most as a hitter?
Definitely, it's been a lot of off-season work. Throughout the off-season, I was struggling a little bit, and all the extra work really helped me a lot, and it's showed a lot this season.
What would you say has been the moment that it really clicked for you? Maybe it was earlier this season, maybe it happened very recently, where you kind of realized, okay, I'm at a point now where it doesn't matter who the pitcher is, it doesn't matter what the count is, I'm going to be able to find a way to get a hit.
I'd say it was my first home run, my first varsity home run against Knoxville. I'd say that's when it really clicked for me.
That really turned that game and allowed you guys to go get that win. We're talking to Washington softball player Ella Greiner. Our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week is on a 21-game hit streak, and hopefully I'm not jinxing that going into Wednesday night. As far as the teammates that you have a lot of players around you that you've played with for quite a few years now, and obviously this season you guys have done a lot of winning. Do you think that was kind of a big key to why you guys started fast and have continued to have success, is that everybody knows each other really well?
Yeah, this team, we've grown up together. We've played ball together for so long. I really think it's been really easy for us to click and play super well together.
Obviously, you've got a pretty good hitter in front of you in Leighton Salazar in that leadoff spot. You've been hitting in the two-hole for the last couple of weeks. Would you say, regardless of how this season had been going, every at-bat would be pretty easy for you with Leighton in front of you, knowing, okay, they're going to be worried about her, she's probably going to get on. It takes a little bit of pressure off.
Yeah. I always trust our leadoff. She's very good. I know that she can get on base, and I just have to do my job.
What would you say to this point has been one of your favorite moments of a really, really good season for you guys? Because obviously last year started really slow and you finished strong, and this year you've had a really great year start to finish.
One of my favorite moments, I think last night, winning that first game against Burlington, it felt really good to know that, you know, that we could play against good competition and that we can come back and win big games.
That was a 5-1 game. You guys were trailing going into the sixth inning, and you found a way to get it done. I was as impressed as just about everyone was, I'm sure, about that performance. Obviously, though, there's quite a bit of season left with not only a couple of regular season games, but the postseason as well. What are the goals that you have for yourself and the team for the rest of the season?
I'm just really hoping to get through first round and, you know, maybe shock the state, win second round. I really think this team could make it to Fort Dodge.
You guys have been a lot of fun to watch this year, Ella, and you in particular have been outstanding. The last thing I wanted to ask you was our sponsor for Athlete of the Week, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on their motto, "Movement is our medicine." What would you say are some of the movements that have made you a better softball player?
Definitely lifting in season and off season, and lots of stretching. And just taking care of myself.
You don't hit dingers unless you bulk up, right?
Yep.
You have had an outstanding year, Ella, developing into the player that you've become. Congrats on this really good week, on the great season you're having, on being Athlete of the Week, and obviously the best of luck with everything that's left this season.
Thank you.
That is Ella Greiner of the Washington Demons softball team. The sophomore has turned into a star. 460 batting average for her this season. 12 extra base hits, including a team-high 5 home runs. 31 runs batted in is also a team high for the 20-win Washington Demons, and she extended a whopping 21-game hitting streak earlier this past week as being our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week.